We continue Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Chof Dalet Sifud Beis Beis or Shemiz Baruch Tasha Shemitah Asur. One may not have relations with his wife on Tisha B'Av. Yesh LaHachmer Afilah B'Negiyah Beish, the one should not even touch. We should treat a wife like a Nida on Tisha B'Av. Sifud Gim Asur L'Shab B'Shalem Chaver B'Tisha B'Av. One may not greet somebody on Tisha B'Av with the word Shalom. Afilah Leimer. Even to say tzafra toiva kiyotzba, say good morning, is usur. Shele shalom is usur, but to wish a mazel tov, for example, or a fu shleima, is mutter. As far as nichum aveilim, it's better to try to do nichum aveilim after chatzos, but if it's impossible to do it after chatzos, the person is getting up from shiva ready in the morning, whether you won't be around after chatzos, then you could do Nichum Avelim in the morning. If somebody who doesn't know the halacha, an Amaretz or Nachri, say Shalom, May Shebesaf Rafa, you should answer not with the full enthusiasm. If you could just shake your head, nod your head, and that would be sufficient, that would be best, says Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. But you just don't want to have them upset because they don't know that it's Tisha B'Av and what Tisha B'Av represents. One may not send a gift on Tisha B'Av. Shezeh b'chlal shalom. Not only may you not send a gift on Tisha B'Av, but you shouldn't even tell somebody that I'm going to give you a gift on Tisha B'Av. Sif yudal yutal b'shuk. One shouldn't take a walk. It brings to levity, it brings to not having the day properly in mind. Ish and tabak, smoking, yesh oimrim, yesh oisrim say shem be prohibited, yesh matirim, and some are reluctantly lenient, lachatzraim, only after chatzos, but sinna b'toich beisayim. Tzif tazah binyam malacha regarding work, ananagim shkam malachim shesh by shiik tzas, anything that could be delayed, or feel in a ma'isa umen, even if it's not something that is a difficult thing to do, ela ma'isa hedjet, if something not difficult at all, still, a surah of a layla should not be done at night, el ubiyom aratzurayim, wait till after chatzos. So I saw, for example, the Paiskim say, if you have to change a bulb, and it's not absolutely necessary, wait for after chatzos. Aval, dover, shame by Shia, but something that cannot be delayed, could go down to Lucas Neiris, if you have to put on the light, then there's room for mutter, there's room for leniency. As much as we're lenient, one should not make the bed, one should not clean the house, and one shouldn't even wash the dishes before chatzos. There are those that say, if you're going to wash the dishes, I saw different opinions. Some say the only dishes you may wash are dishes that you're going to need for the night after Tisha B'Av. Some are more lenient. Some say you should only try to use cold water, not hot water. Certainly, if you're using a dishwasher, there's room for leniency after Chatzos. Lach Tzraim also come Lach, but after Chatzos, you can be more lenient. V'kayim Masa Mata Noigim Lasa Kayim Tzraim. People shouldn't do business open at the stores before Chatzos. Lach Tzraim Mitirim. There are those that are more lenient and opening up stores that sell food that people may need before chatzos, but if at all possible, it's better to wait for after chatzos. Amishu Yerushmaim yesh lelach mekol hayoyim. Somebody who's a real Yerushmaim should be machmer, bei melocha, whether it comes to work, bei masamatin, business, shlo yisiyach datum and avelis. He should be thinking about the avelis, not about anything else on Tisha B'Av. Avidev kachavim motel asukam melocham, that if you have a nachri, then there's room for leniency. But if you have a business that is on your name, even though the nachri is working there, it's much more complicated. The davar avad mutalas gambatzma is something that represents an irreparable loss, may be done even by the person himself on Tisha B'Av. For example, lachlav paris, lachlav aparis, to milk the cows, toiv lasay they have to come, it's best to use a nachri. However, if it's impossible, matter, of course the cows have to get milked, and you could do that on Tisha B'Av. Siv tazayin, noigim shen yoshim al safsol. The minig is that we don't sit on a chair. Loi v'yoyim v'loi b'layla, not by night, not by day. Arach atzrayim, till after chatzoyz, kiyam al oritz, on the ground. The sitting on a way which is not representing enjoyment, that means if you're sitting in a car or in a bus, that's not considered sitting an enjoyable sitting. And there, of course, you could sit on a regular seat. And similarly, a sandik by a bris could sit on a regular chair. Ulacha tzuraim matarm after chatzos, one could sit on a regular chair. Al shadvar masurim, everything else that we may not do on Tisha B'Av, asurim adatzeis chavim, we have to wait till night. Sif yodzai nagim shloi lahach and tzarchi suda, we don't start preparing for the meal after the fast ad acha tzuraim until after chatzos. Avot tzarch mitzvah mutter, if you're going to have a meal which is a sudas mitzvah and you need to start preparing earlier because otherwise it won't get ready, there's room for leniency. Again, one should try to avoid washing the hands, certainly in hot water, if possible, even if they're preparing a meal. Sif yud chesem yesh tonic lamel, if there's a bris, malon asai ach shagomer sa kinnis, we wait for after the kinnis. The Ashkenazim, according to the Ramah, do it immediately after the kinnis, even before chatzos. The Sfardim wait for chatzos. Vavia ben v'imoy, the father of the baby, his mother, v'asandik, and the Sandik and the Moel Matarim Lubash Big Day Shabbos may put on Shabbos clothing Chavar Amila. However, the grandparents may not. Moreover, even the ones that were lenient in being allowed to put on Shabbos clothing should not put on regular shoes. Vachkach, and after the bris, Poshnai, so we take off those clothings. Mandlikim Neres to Chavar Amila, we're allowed to put on candles in honor of the bris. Vachkos Noisim Matayinik Lishdois, we give the cup of wine that we make have at a bris to a young child to drink. It should be a young child that's old enough that understands what a brach is all about. There's a big discussion if the mother of the baby is there. Should she make the bar prayer? Should she drink the cup of wine? It seems that most pious can feel that even though she's there and she might not be fasting, she should still not be the one to drink the wine. Better the child should drink the wine. And the suda, the meal that we make with a bris, will make matzoy Tisha B'Av. Sif yutes, b'mincha menichin talis tefillin b'brachas. B'mincha we put on the talis and tefillin with all the brachas that we make on talis tefillin. V'mashir sheyom shad v'arm shachas b'shachras. Everything that we left out from shachras, we say by mincha. V'imrim, and we begin with ashrei and chatzi kaddish. There are many people that say v'yedaber, the parshas of Yedaber after they put on tefillin. The minig is that they should do so on Tisha B'Av as well. The Karim B'Torah, and then we read in the Torah, Maftir K'may B'Shah Tan Tzibur, the same Kriyas HaTorah V'Yichal, and the same Haftorah that we read on every Tanis Tzibur. O'machnissin Zah Sefer Torah, V'ay Mishlech Tzibur Chatzik Kaddish, that we put back the Sefer Torah in the Oren, the Shlich Tzibur says Chasi Kaddish, V'spalm Shmon Esrei, and then we say Shmon Esrei, and after we say Shmon Esrei, in the Shmon Esrei, we say Nachem V'Bichas Yerushalayim, we say the Tefillah of Nachem during the Brach of Yerushalayim, V'Shach Hashem Omer Achanenu, if you forgot to say it, you should say it after Neinu in the Shemei Tefillah. However, if that's the case, you shouldn't say the bracha of Menachem at the end of the bracha if you're saying in the middle of Shmei Tefillah. Al Kata Shmei. If you forgot to say Nachem in the middle of Shmei Tefillah, Goyma Brach Shmei Tefillah, you finish the bracha. Mispal Kaseda, finish the Shmon Esrei, Vein Tzorach Lach, so you need not repeat the Shmon Esrei if you miss Nachem. Shlich Tzibah Chazor Sotfilah Omer Brichas Kahanim. The Shlich Tzibah by Chazor Soshatz at Mincha says Brichas Kahanim. Vach Atfilah Kadim Sholem in Tiskabel. You say Kadim Sholem in Tispalel. V'cholz on Tfilin. And then we take off the Tfilin Mispalel and Mayrev. V'ma Levana Zerachas. If the moon is out, B'katchen so we say Kiddush Levonam. V'yesh Omer Shetzorach Lita in Tchila. That we should first eat before we do Kiddush Levonam. Some are also makbid to put on the shoes before they say Kiddush Levana. Some wash their hands before they say Kiddush Levana. And there is a point specifically to say Kiddush Levana on Matzei Tisha B'Av, because Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av, and we're saying Eschidim L'Schadish, the moon renews itself, and Klal Yisrael will have a renewal with the Bias HaMashiach B'Mehera B'Yameinu. Sif Chof, Tanya B'Shibasun Nechnos HaKoyim B'Echol, on the seventh day of Av is when the Goyim entered Beis HaMikdash V'Ochlu V'Shoslu, and they ate and drank with Kilkel B'Shvi V'Shmini, and they acted inappropriate there. With Shilais Erev Etzis B'Seish, Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, they put on the fire. It continued burning until the Shkia of Tes B'Av. The reason that the fast day was not established to be on 10 days in Av, even though that was the day when most of the Beis HaMikdash was burnt, the beginning is more serious than the end. The Yerushalmi said Rav Avin fasted both on 9 and 10 in Av. Rav Levi San Shivi fasted on Tisha B'Av Leil Asir in the 9th of the Av, the night of the 10th of Av. He didn't have the physical strength to fast on 10 B'Av, but his son Rakalayli fasted by the night of the 10th B'Av. However, we are even weaker. And that's why we only fast on the 9th of Av. We still don't eat meat or drink wine. The 9th of the 10th. Not the day of the 10th. The only time we could be lenient is that we have a Sudas Mitzvah. We don't say a Shechianu on the 10th of Av. Some suggest that we shouldn't say Shechianu even the whole day of the 10th of Av. Gan ein lechutz, one shouldn't wash, v'lo l'stap l'chabes ad chatzos yom asiri, shouldn't wash himself or take a haircut or do laundry until chatzos of the 10th day of Av. U'mishemach ma'atz b'chol dvorim n'skarim kol yom asiri, and somebody who's careful with all of these halachas on the 10th of Av, hareza meshubach, that's most praiseworthy. If the 10th of Av is on a Friday, then one may wash himself or take a haircut or do laundry immediately in the morning of 10th of Av. There are those that are lenient already in such a case when the 10th of Av is on Friday to do laundry and take a haircut on the night of after Tisha B'Av. But from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's quite obvious that one should wait till the morning of the 10th of Av, even if it's on Friday.